Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann and Nancy bringing us back. The Heart Girls, Ann and Nancy Wilson, sisters. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Wally Bach. Wally is the author of Net Income and many other books. Writing a book with Wally.com. Did I say that right?
You did.
Writing a book with Wally.com. Folks, I don't know how it could be more intuitive than that. If you'd like to write a book, if you'd like to know how to write a book, if you'd like to get somebody to help you get one out of your gut, out of your head, off your chest, whatever you're working on, it is something you can do these days. People are doing it all the time, and Wally knows how. So check him out there at his website. Wally, I applaud you for helping folks with this project.
Well, it's a great deal of fun. You talked about transitioning to small business. Or in and out of things, and that was the last transition for me. Was
yeah.
Selling off the company and some of the publishing rights and picking this business up.
So. Yep, yep. Well, it's a good one because the nature of the publishing industry has been turned on its head. Few industries have been turned on their heads like the publishing industry.
And, yeah, I'm not done yet.
Exactly. No, exactly. And the book
up.
And the book publishing has its own story. I mean, it's separate from magazine or newspaper publishing.
Yep.
It's really interesting, and Wally can guide you with that, folks. So check him out there. Writing a book with Wally.com. All right, let's get back into our seven deadly sins for bosses. We talked about favoritism, arbitrariness, indecision, lack of communication, people who just sell up. I know about those folks.
Well, you know, the issue is if the people don't know what you want, they're going to guess. And
yep.
You may not like what they guess.
Right.
It's just that simple.
Yeah. Well, and you know, a lot of times bosses, either they don't know how to communicate or they don't know what to communicate or the stuff that they have to communicate is so scary they don't want to talk about it with anybody.
Well, there's part of that. Part of it is that most of the bosses that I've worked with in my life don't spend enough time with their people. If you do that, the communication kind of comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just kind of pop in and out from here and there, if you think your job is to go off someplace and think big thoughts, you don't spend enough time with your folks, which means you don't have conversations and you don't have time to communicate naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You know what I found is a regular meeting, and this is something small business owners don't do well, is having a regular meeting a week. Just to get things out on the table with your folks. What do you think?
I advocate one. I call it the course correction meeting a week. Make sure people are doing what they're supposed to do.
Could be 30 minutes.
See if they
could
got
be
any
more.
Issues that you need to be dealing with.
Yeah.
Yes, sit down once a week and put that on your calendar at the start of the week.
Right.
And probably at the same time every week.
Right. All right. The next one is lying. And I think we don't have to take a lot of time with this. Folks just don't lie.
We don't have to take a lot of time with this. Why should people follow you if they can't believe you?
Don't do it. Just don't lie.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
something. When bosses are exposed having told a lie, they're basically done for with regard to the people they're working with.
That's it. That's the fast.
There is no.
All the others are kind of slow.
In baseball, you get three strikes, and lying is one strike. Even though I talk about redemption, redeeming people all the time on the show, that really doesn't apply to lying.
Well, what happens is you may get redemption, but it's going to take you a while, and it'll probably happen someplace else.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Excellent point. All right, what about this next one, letting problems fester?
That is one of the sneaky ones. What bosses do a lot of the time is they say, okay, John's got this problem. I got to talk to John about his productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of doing it, they go off and think about it.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, yeah, well, you know, how am I going to structure this? How am I going to phrase it? Well, in the meantime, that problem doesn't get better. My experience is the problems are like dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
If you get them when they're little, You can deal with them. It's easy. But if they grow up, they can eat you and your Land Rover.
Eat you alive, yeah. Well said. You know, one of the things that people learn is that you might be smart enough and good enough to start a business, but that doesn't mean you know how to you're capable of managing that business, which includes managing the people.
Oh yeah, that in fact is one of the I've talked to several people who've gone through that whole entrepreneurial cycle. And
yeah.
Hire enough employee, and you know now suddenly having to tell them what they need to do, what
right.
you expect,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. That's a whole different ballgame.
All of a sudden, you're
and
like
I've been through that, and I know you have.
Yeah, you're like the dog who chased the car and caught it. Now that I got it, what do I do with it?
Yeah, what do I do? What do I do with this butt?
All right, let's talk about let's wrap it up and talk about this next one, which I actually think, you know, I think this makes perfect sense. It's all about me, Ollie. I mean, that's what I tell my employees all the time, folks. You know, I don't know about you guys, but this thing's all about me.
Yeah, well, I've done that, and when I did it, I didn't have someone to tell me otherwise. So
yeah.
It went on for a while before
yeah.
it was like,
and it was unsuccessful, wasn't it?
Why isn't this working? It's, you know, it's not about the boss. It's about getting the mission accomplished. It's about taking care of the people. And that's your job. It's not your reward.
Right. Well, and also, you got to go back to the aggregation thing, Wally. The best way to be truly, wildly, outrageously successful is to aggregate the success of others under your roof.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's when you make it all about them, not about you. Hey, Wally, thanks for being here. Give us the website again one more time.
It's writingabookwithwally.com.
Writingabookwithwally.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.